Welcome back, students. Let us get into the chapter Value Analysis and Engineering. What is the specific objective of this particular chapter is, you know, once you go through this entire chapter, what we will try to understand is the concept of value chain, what is value chain is all about, step-by-step process involved in value engineering. So, what is value engineering? And we will be surprised. Then when we go through the subject, we will know what is exactly the value chain and value engineering. Problem solving system. See, any system will have problems and we have to overcome these problems by, you know, solving those, you know, challenges. Efficient problem solving system organizes the essential elements of the problem and the diversified capabilities of the brain into one plan that promotes the solutions of difficult problems. What it means, it's a long statement, really looking the details of this particular point, you know, we have to find out an efficient way of solving the problem, you know, and also looking at this problem, how do we look at the problem? So we have to look at the specific or special, the essential elements of the problem, you know, look at, you know, list out the problem step by step, so you know, so as we can look at those problems are, you know, solved through various capability within the organization. If it is engineering, we can look for engineering support. If it is commercial, we can look for financial or marketing support. So this kind of brains are bringing into that kind of problem solving. So it's natural, the solutions are more efficient because we bring in the knowledge to it rather than of, you know, just getting into resolving the problem without having required knowledge and capability. One of the problems that seemed to be demand the priority as the competition for goods and services increased was the securing lower cost. Is it so that, you know, most of the time we believe that, you know, getting the lowest price is the price for our inputs and services is the, you know, is important. And is it so or is it necessary? We discussed and debated in that many chapters, and then we will get into more detail of how what it is. To understand the problem solving techniques available to tackle such situation, yes, there are situation arrives and then we have to look at how do we go about it. Then we have to look at specific techniques. What are the techniques required? How do we approach that? And what are methods to achieve the lowest cost? It is not deciding just a cost, but many factors involved to, you know, get the best prices, which we discussed at the time of supplier evaluation, best procurement process, methodology and technique. So naturally, these are also a part of value engineering. Some of the questions have been raised here. You can look at that. What are the techniques? What is the item or service? You know, what type of item it is. Is an item, is an engineering item, or a consumables, or regular item, or what type of service? Is the service which you are looking for like security, to security services, to home, you know, then home management, or how do we housekeeping, etc. And also we are looking for something which is very, very important, like services like IT support, or any value-added services within the organization. What does it cost? Of course, any element looking at the cost factor, because what we spend in that is also being part of our final product, though these are indirect cost. What does it do? Exactly what is the, you know, expected out of this kind of you know, items or services? What else would do the job? What would that alternative cost? Now, who can do, how can it be done, and what is the alternative cost if suppose we go for something else? So how do we look at these elements as a value analysis technique? Let us get into value analysis. As we stated, value is not minimizing the cost. So we explained that in detail. It means what type of the value goes into our final product or services. This is very important. That is the functional worthiness of that activity. So as this perspective to be looked at the time of defining the value. Value analysis defines the basic functions as anything that makes the product work or sell. A function that is defined, a basic, cannot change. As we stated, if the value analysis to be defined in detail, we have to look at whether how the product works, or what we are expecting out of the product, or whether we plan to sell the product. So what we need to know is the function that it is defined as basic cannot change. So the basic definition of that particular activity cannot change, but what is the outcome of that particular activity related to the value analysis is count for the effectiveness. Secondary function could be modified or eliminated to reduce product cost. Because these are all an activity which are indirect costs, naturally we can look at that, how we can eliminate or reduce the cost as a focus which we can look at these kind of steps. The technique need to be adopted to the systems approach that is evaluated in many products today. As we were defining this process of value engineering, there are many elements, there are many sub activity which we have to list it out so as we can get in those kind of resources and knowledge and capability so as do the intersection very clearly, and interpretation provides a better necessity of that activity. So as that value addition of the final product are being looked at, so naturally whether it is going to be affect our final cost, whether it is required or it can be eliminated. Value analysis methodology. One objective of value analysis or function analysis to improve value by reducing the cost function. Relationship of product is achieved by eliminating or combining as many secondary functions as possible. As the value analysis engineering value analysis says, we have to step out this process step one by one and the needs. So as once we know the process which we are following really add value to our final product, naturally will remain in the system, which is not adding direct value to our final product, to be eliminated. This process will help to optimize our input costs as well as the process costs, so as finally the secondary functions are eliminated to that extent, so the activity also combined together instead of doing multiple activity of second actions, we can reduce one to two, three processes instead of having 1 to 10 processes. So which are value addition, naturally we will retain, which are non-value addition, so now we can combine with the existing steps. Define the problem and its scope. As when we start, we have to define the problem first. And what is the scope of that particular problem lead to its final results. Derive the functions of the product and its items. So we have to list out the functions of that product and as well as the items related to that product. Classify the functions into basic and secondary. As we stated, which is important, which will become basic, which are not so important, but still it is important, it can be a secondary activity. Prepare cost functions matrix to identify the cost of providing each function by associating the function with a mechanism or component part of a product. Once we list out those basic and secondary, we can give you a value of the or the cost of that kind of actions to perform in the company. So you know what is the cost involved in each activity related to basic and secondary. Product functions with high cost functions ratio are identified as an opportunity for further investigations. Once you know the various elements which are high cost functions, naturally we can introspect those actions, whether it is still needed or it can be bettered by other technology or method, so as we can get a best value analysis and decide upon what type of cost to go with the product, final product. Yeah, variations of the function cost matrix is the value analysis matrix, which was derived from QFD, quality function development methodology. What does it mean? It associated function back to customer needs or requirements. We have to look at the steps which we are carrying out to do that activity, whether association with the customer needs, whether the customer really need that kind of functions in our product, so as we can incorporate or eliminate based on the need. It carries forward an importance rating to associate with these functions based on original customer needs. We can look at that, we can give customer delight, but at the same time looking at really any value addition of that kind of steps to the customer, whether he is looking for that kind of inputs into the system, into a product or the services, we can really introspect that in detail. Functions are then related to mechanism, same as with the function cost matrix. Mechanisms are related to functions as either strongly, moderately or weakly supporting the given function. As we stated, basic, secondary, again associating with the cost matrix and looking at that whether it is really doing any value to that, then we can give a matrix like whether it is strongly associated with the customer need, moderately or weakly. If it is strongly, naturally we can look at those elements. If it is high cost, how do we can optimize the input cost. Moderately, so whether we have to continue that or we have to improvise that, we can look at that. If there is weakly supporting the price function, naturally we can avoid those activities to supporting our pricing function. This relationship is noted with the standard QFD relationship symbol. The associated weighing factor is multiplied by customer importance and each column's value is added. As we explained in the last slide, each elements are associated with the particular matrix of cost, basic and again secondary, and then again there are sub activity related to the steps involved to achieve that basic and secondary matrix. These totals are normalized to calculate each mechanism's relative weight in satisfying the designated function. This weight can be then used to the basic to allocate the product cost. As we stated, once we establish what is required to be done, so as we can eliminate not required activities or secondary activities which are moderate or low in performing that activity, which so the final product costing can be done appropriately to arrive at the right prices in later stage. Continuing value engineering, this is a systematic method to improve value of goods and services by using an examination of functions. We are reiterating the same process and definition. It means it's a systemic method, means we have to follow a certain kind of system to improve the value of the goods and services to the user. Value can be increased by improving the functions or by reducing the cost. As we stated, once we have listed the activity, we know whether it is improving to the final product or it is adding any value to the customer. Based on that, based on the cost angle as well, we can look at whether we can optimize or work on that element to improve your cost factors, so as reducing the cost, finally it is beneficial to the customer. It is primary tenet of value engineering that basic functions be preserved and not be reduced as a consequence of pursuing value improvements. So as we stated, we have already done separation of basic and secondary function. We will always look at basic functions are important and it cannot be reduced. So naturally we can look at how do we improve our input cost in that element and do value engineering there, whereas which are secondary, which are not going to add any value or marginal value, we can look at those elements or eliminate that once for all. As we are stating from the beginning of this session, value engineering follows a structural thought process that is based exclusively on functions. That means what type of value addition happening, whether it is basic or it is secondary, and again subsequent dissections of those basic and secondary, which will eliminate once for all from the system, and value addition to the system. Again, value addition is a structural problem solving process based on functional analysis. It is not only thought process, is also a problem solving process. Once we have dissected the step by step, we can look at how do we solve the problem based on the inputs which we have listed out. The job plan. Value engineering is often done by systematically following a multi-stage job plan. One modern version has the following 8 steps as shown on the diagram below. So any process is also being defined in a very, very simple methodology and processes and procedure. For this here, value engineering also done in a very structural way, and we are trying to depict that into a simple diagram in the following slide. There are 8 steps involved in the job plan. Looking at that, preparation is the stage 1 where we have to decide upon what to do and what is the purpose of that and set the objective of it. Second, gathering information related to that activity, basic or secondary, and then sub-segments about it. Analyze it. Once we have done that, looking the details of that inputs and arrive at whether what type, arrive at the action, the objective of that particular steps involved. Creations. Once you know that, create those list of elements for evaluation purpose. Once you have evaluated that, we can look for development, whether it's a modification, changes required in that kind of development. Then finally come with the presentation, so as we can come with the presentation of what is the, how do we, you know, look at that, you know, into respect, irrespective of the objective, so we can look at that and then finally see how, then continue to follow up that elements in detail. There are four basic steps in the job plan or information gathering. What does the object do? What must it do? What could it do? What must it not do? So it's a very complex statement look like, but it is stating very simply what it is doing, what is the purpose of that, what it can do and what it must do. So what it could do and what it must do is a different, so as whether it is doing X, whether it is required, the must is also X or X plus or X minus, so we know what is the basic requirement. Alternative generation means alternative creations, and how do we do the alternative for that if there is a need. What are the alternative ways of meeting those requirements, which we are stating once we have listed basics and secondary, we can look at what is the alternative, if it is basic, and then we can look for alternative for improvement of cost. If it is secondary, then you can eliminate it once for all if it is not necessary. What else will perform the desired function? We can look at which we are not doing, whether we have to add some more elements to it, so we can find out whether it will lead to a desired function. Evaluation. All the alternatives are assessed by evaluating how well they meet the requirement, required function, and how great the cost savings will be. Once the listing is happened, we can go and introspect every element to it, and looking at that whether we need an alternative or the existing can be effectively managed through the cost improvement programs. Presentation. Best alternative will be chosen and presented. Once you have alternatives decided, there is possibility we can create multiple alternatives and then get it presented for final approval. Structure of evaluating processes. Gather information first. Measure, analyze, generate, evaluate. What exactly it means? What is being done now? Who is doing it? That is gathering information. What could it do? What must it do? So what we can identify in this element is very specific and very clear. Measure. How will the alternatives be measured? Whether it is measured, any technique or any tools required to measure it. What are the alternative ways of meeting requirement? Is there any alternative to meet that kind of requirement? We can look for those options available. What else can be performed the desired function? We spoke about it, whether this is there something else to be added for the evaluation process to achieve that end result. So we can add those elements so as we can analyze what must be done. What does it cost? So once we know that, we can analyze whether we what we have to do. And if we have, once we decided what must do, we know also look at what type of cost required to achieve that. Generate. What else we do? The job. So what else we have to do? Evaluate. Which ideas are the best? We can have multiple options as we state. Which one is right? We can choose. Develop and expand ideas. Ideas can be in a, you know, a small thought process, which can be again developed in multiple levels so as we can look at more in detail. What are the impacts? Once we have developed multiple options, we can look at what is the impact on cost element as well as service element so as we can arrive at. Once we have done, is the performance is going to change as per the design? We can review that as well. And then we can look for any alternative. If there is, once we find out or we found some solutions or alternatives, naturally we can sell that alternatives to our process development team. Value engineering helps your organization in lowering overall cost, improving quality management, improving resource efficiency, simplifying procedures, because many activities we are doing is defined by certain set of procedures and processes. We can simplify that, eliminate some of the elements if necessary. Minimizing paperwork, because these are all standard, and you know, so we can more look on technical or digital parameters rather than of looking on paperwork. Lowering the staff cost, because this set of activities are more standardized, so we can look for automation also for some of the functions. Increase procedural efficiency, because it is a set of activities happening repeatedly, so we can create those procedures in detail, so the efficiency will also follow, because there is no shortcuts, so every steps are followed, so end results is all going to be perfect. Optimizing construction expenditures, developing value attitudes in staff, competing more successfully in marketplace. So these are all very imperative, that it is very critical for any kind of value engineering which normally helps organization. Value engineering helps you to learn how to improve your career skills. Of course, once you know all these elements, how to introspect, analyze, dissect all the information available with us, naturally, our capability of individuals improves and career skills are, naturally obtained, scientific way. Separate symptoms from problem. One is a symptom, one is a problem. If we notice the symptom in advance, naturally we will get a solution faster than of getting into a problem and then looking back to resolve those problem. Solve root cause problems and capture opportunity. Identify the problem. Once the problem is known, that we can go into the root cause and then eliminate those causing that kind of problem, and then create create the right solution and capture the opportunities much easier. Become more competitive by improving benchmarking processes. Once you benchmark your processes, it's natural that competitiveness increases. So, we can improve better and better on our processes by doing this value engineering. Take command of a powerful problem-solving methodology to use in any situation. Once you master the value engineering processes, naturally we will get a better and powerful problem-solving solutions and methodology to use in our day-to-day operation, in a different situation, different scenario, different objective. Thank you.